This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is July 19th, 2021. So I want to talk about FAST services today, and I really want to talk about the fact that the options to watch streamed linear TV channels keep expanding for viewers. But I don't think that more choice necessarily means it's a better experience for consumers. Actually, I think it's more confusing, but I'll get to that in just a moment. So anyway, let's do a quick definition. FAST services, this is free ad-supporting streaming TV services. These services, they bring linear channels, they're primarily linear providers of streaming content, streaming video content online. They do have some on-demand stuff, but really their main business is the linear channels. And they differ from AVOD services, because AVOD really focus on-demand viewing. They often have some streamed linear channels, but they really focus primarily on on-demand viewing. So good examples of a FAST service, Pluto TV and Xumo. Good examples of AVOD, Tubi and the Roku channel. Now you will, as I say, you'll find elements of both in either. But really, it's what their main business is. And Pluto is mainly linear and Tubi is mainly on demand. We have seen dramatic growth in the use of FAST services, particularly in 2020. And I was checking out some Magid data from this year. And what the Magid data shows is that Pluto is the clear leader. 14% of adults say that they are using that free streaming service. The next closest FAST service, well, that's Samsung TV Plus. Just 5% of folks say that they're using it. Xumo, only about 3% of people say they're using it. And Watch Free on Vizio TVs, 3% there. So that's a pretty big footprint to have gained in a relatively short period of time. A lot of that growth has come in the last year, particularly in 2020. Pluto says it has 50 million monthly active users, MAUs. That's a pretty big footprint. And what I can tell you is that the FAST services are sort of in the middle of a virtuous cycle. So what's happening here is as more viewers come, more advertisers and content providers want to participate, other people want to launch services, and that more content and money, that brings in more viewers, which once again encourages more content and advertisers. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to talk about a couple of announcements in the last week or so that really show how the market is expanding. So the first thing I want to do is I want to start with Plex. Now, Plex is not one of the better known FAST services, and you'd be forgiven for not knowing Plex does FAST services, because actually when they started life, they started as a place to store and access all the users' personal media. But that was many years ago, at least 10 years ago. I remember I interviewed them and talked with them a lot at that time, and personal media was very much the focus there. But recently, it's added the ability to watch and record local over-the-air TV channels. So you have a Plex server running on a PC in your house, and you connect to that a tuner and an antenna, and Plex will record the shows for you. And in July of 2020, the service added a FAST service. So now they're also beginning to put together these virtual linear channels into a guide and provide those to consumers. And they're really working hard on expanding the channels available. It added 6 channels from AMC in March and has just added another 15 channels from various content providers, including MMA TV, USA Today TV, and the Tribeca channel. Now the service, it has 182 channels. So this is a pretty substantial FAST service, and you know, many people are beginning to discover and use it. Now the second one I want to talk about is Redbox. Yes, that Redbox, you'd be forgiven for thinking that Redbox was stuck in that death spiral that the DVD kiosk business is in right now. But they've been quietly reinventing the business for the digital domain. The service has, it launched online a movie store back in 2017. And it added Redbox free live TV early in 2020 with a complement of about 30 channels, I think, at launch. And it is really working very hard now to expand the offering in that domain to really help draw in viewers. And so they've actually added Chicken Soup for the Soul's Crackle and Popcorn Flicks channels. They just added those. And they have almost 100 channels in total. So Redbox, well, of course, Redbox has been around forever, but they're actually planning on going public. And this is part of the reason why they're really focused on this digital reinvention, because obviously Redbox, with its existing DVD rental business, is probably not going to be very attractive as a public company. But they're actually going public, and it's planned to happen, I think actually it's planned to happen in the third quarter of 2021, this quarter. And they're doing it via a SPAC. That's a special purpose acquisition company called Seaport Global Acquisition Corp. And so, as I say, it's planned to go public this quarter, and really the digital reinvention is kind of key, I think, to the success of that. So that's Redbox free live TV. Now, that doesn't mean to say that existing providers are standing still, far from it. So market leader Pluto TV continues to expand its channels. So we reported here at Nanscreen Media last week that it has a new exclusive channel called Ride Pass. Now, this is a pretty interesting deal. What happened here was that the professional bull riders, they launched Ride Pass as an SVOD service back in 2018. It was $7.99 a month, and they later increased the price to $9.99. Now, the service at that time was promoted as the Netflix of Western sports, and it brought viewers a mix of on-demand content, live rodeo broadcasts, and that type of thing. Now, the owners of Ride Pass, they seem to have concluded that they will be better off monetizing their content by making it available for free, ad-supported, and they picked Pluto TV as their exclusive partner. So, starting July 20th, Pluto will become the exclusive home for Ride Pass content. So if you want to watch Western content, you want to watch the rodeos, you can absolutely go. There will be a 24/7 channel, which includes the live events and some scheduled on-demand play out of those events on that channel. And you can, of course, go to the on-demand section and watch stuff there. So that's one channel that's actually going to be exclusive to Pluto TV. The only place you'll get it is there. And they've also added a couple of other channels since then. They've also added the Julia Child channel and a channel showing back-to-back episodes of the Steve McQueen Western show, Wanted Dead or Alive. Gosh, that's a very old show indeed. And Pluto TV now has more than 250 free channels, and it's also international. It's available in Europe as well. Not all channels are available in all markets, of course, but it's rapidly expanding in Europe as well. Those are just some of the moves that have happened over the last couple of weeks, and it really is indicative of this virtual cycle that we're locked in, you know, where content providers are getting drawn in by the eyeballs and advertisers are being drawn by those eyeballs that are now starting to come to these services. So that's all to the good. But it's creating a lot of problems, I think, for consumers, for streamers, for the people that are actually using the services. And the first and most obvious one is, which do you use? And the problem is further complicated because the available services change depending upon which device is being used. So, for example, if you're using a Samsung Smart TV to stream, well, you've got Samsung TV Plus, which is built right into the TV. You also have Pluto TV, Zumo, Redbox Free Live TV is available, Plex, Distro TV, and other FAST platforms are also available. So I don't know which one you would choose there if you had that many available to you on your Samsung TV. But it's even harder than that, because figuring out which service has a channel of interest is also a major problem. Now, if you are into Western sports, you really only are going to have one choice. You're going to have to use Pluto TV. But pretty much, but that's not true with the other services. So some channels are available pretty much on all of the services. For example, Fail Army is a very popular channel. The World Poker Tour channel is available in a lot of places. But others, not so much. For example, Hiya and CJC, well, they are not available everywhere. In fact, they're only available on a couple of the services. I think they're available on Plex, for example. And as I said, Pluto TV is the only place that you will be able to get Ride Pass. So this is a real problem for consumers. But worse than that, the platform that you use to watch on doesn't really help you very much in finding those channels. They're pretty good at giving you guidance on what to watch in the SVOD services, but not what to watch in the FAST services. I'll give you an example. I've been using Apple TV quite a lot just lately. So I went to my Apple TV and I did a voice search on World Poker Tour. So very popular channel. All the services, pretty much all the services have it. But Apple TV gave me zero results for that search. And I double checked, and yes, Pluto is available on that platform, and World Poker Tour is available inside of Pluto TV. So there really is no reason why it shouldn't be returned in the results, except that they haven't done that integration yet. But it's actually worse than that if you're using a Samsung Smart TV. And I actually have a recent Samsung Smart TV, and I went and did the same voice search for World Poker Tour on my Samsung Smart TV, and this was a lot better. It actually came back and it said, hey, that channel is available in Pluto TV. Would you like to install Pluto TV? Well, that's great that it found that, but here's the thing, the weird thing I should say. World Poker Tour channel is also available on Samsung TV Plus, the built-in FAST service on Samsung's own television, but it didn't tell me that the channel was there. So this is kind of crazy. I have no idea why they didn't do that integration. It seems like absolutely basic, but it's not been done. So if you're using a Samsung Smart TV, it's really not going to be easy to find those services. So what does this mean? Well, this is fragmentation of the market, and this is really, in the long term, going to be a huge problem. Now, in the short term, I don't think this fragmented market and the difficulties of finding stuff is going to slow growth. We are still early in the adoption cycle. There are tens of millions of people who have yet to discover the services and are beginning to come to streaming a lot more now. So I think that we are going to continue to see fairly robust growth in this market for at least the next year and possibly longer. But in the longer term, if the fragmentation problem isn't solved, it's going to limit growth. And here's why. I think the three constituents that are really concerned with FAST services are impacted negatively by this fragmentation. So let's think about advertisers first. The lack of ad insertion, format, performance reporting, and auditing standards will dissuade advertisers from committing large portions of their advertising budget to the market. And this problem is simple. All of these are different. All of the platforms are different. All of their reporting is different. All of their capabilities is different. And that's just logistically extremely difficult for an advertiser to buy an audience across all of the FAST platforms. And with the possible exception of Pluto, who, you know, you have to buy across a bunch of platforms to get really good coverage. And that brings me to the second point, which is content providers. Content providers are going to struggle with the same problem faced by advertisers. You know, they also want reporting, and they want a unified platform that they can deliver to, and all of those things. And they won't get it because they have so many different formats and so many different approaches that they have to deal with. And finally, let's think about viewers. This is really tough for viewers. I think in the short term, what viewers are going to do is they're going to gravitate towards the service that is pushed forward by the device that they're using. That is the one that they're going to find first. So if they're on a Samsung TV, they'll probably find Samsung TV Plus first. If they're on a Vizio TV, they'll probably find Watch Free first and be watching those channels. But they will be missing out, of course, because other services have more channels, and you know, they are really going to be wanting to use some of those other channels. So for example, if you're into Western sports, my goodness, if you don't know Western sports is in Pluto TV, and your TV doesn't, and the TV platform doesn't tell you it's there, well, then you have just lots of problems there. You're not going to find it, and the channel will suffer because of it. It won't get the viewership that it needs because of it. So I think those are just some of the problems that this fragmentation of the FAST market is causing. And I got to tell you, with new entrants coming in, with new channels launching unevenly across all of the platforms, it's only going to get worse for a while, and I don't see any convergence right now on standards or a standard way that a channel can deliver. And this is going to really slow content providers coming in. And I think one of the things that I'm expecting to happen at some point here is that local broadcasters will want to launch on these as well, so that they can reach their local viewers on those platforms. But there's no way they're going to do it with the audience scattered across so many different platforms. Anyway, in the long term, I think this fragmentation problem is a big problem for the industry. The good news is we have time to fix it. The bad news is I don't see any move to fixing these issues yet. Anyway, that's what's going on in the FAST market. You'll be hearing lots more about that market from me in the coming weeks and months. I have a white paper on the topic coming out in a couple of weeks. Stay posted to this, and you'll hear me talk about that white paper a lot more when it actually releases. And if you'd like to keep up to speed on what's going on in the FAST market, why don't you come to my site? You can sign up for the daily newsletter. I am just about to also launch a news feature, and it will have a section specifically on the FAST market. This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media, and I'll talk to you again next time.